This is a stand-up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things every week to make you say the thing in the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
How's it going, guys? We're at a different recording situation than usual. I don't know if we're going to keep up kayfabe on that, so sorry about that. Kind of went out on my own here.
It's my fault. I'm going away during our normal recording times. We're a few days early, so hopefully nothing too stupid will happen in the next few days.
Well, it's definitely going to happen.
It will.
Counting on it.
It's fine. We'll save it for next week.
Just try to guess what's going to happen. And just like pretend like it's Wednesday and yesterday, you know, fucking we found out that Trump has been jerking off out of the window of Trump Tower for years and they paid off the doorman to not talk about it.
I mean, I bet that happened.
That's a big power move to crank off out of like the window of your own building.
The penthouse of your own building.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even necessarily.
It's windy up high though. I feel like that's you're taking a risk of just getting hit with your own. Like it's not.
Yeah. No.
I don't think it's gonna.
That is like, I feel like I would not like judge him for that if it were a situation where like the roof line was such that you know the jizz wouldn't land on someone below.
I mean, it's got to land somewhere.
But I mean, if it lands on like a lower roof, that's okay.
Well, I think part of the point would be that he wants to land on something. It's an act dripping with contempt, I feel like.
Dripping?
So not a whole
really?
Lot of,
yeah. Really?
Yep.
Was that on purpose
Man,
or not?
It would suck if
it was not. I kind of couldn't stop it.
It would suck if you thought you got like pooped on by a bird, but then you realized it was like some millionaires come.
Yeah. What a start to an episode.
Here we are. Yep.
Especially because this is like an early afternoon
the
episode.
Lord's Day.
On Sunday.
Yeah, and Sunday.
Well,
the day of rest.
We're 2 minutes in, and I've said a millionaires come. So,
yeah.
Title of the episode.
Yeah, that's actually the like millionaires bacon. You know, it's like candied. Yep. You know, that's the
same. Yeah. Oh God.
You know, but I also bet there's some like insane, like Trump supporters that would like buy his semen. Like,
yeah, probably
100%. They'd be like, "I'm gonna have a Trump baby," and then it's like, "Okay, you're gonna have this like very large but in a bad way child."
Yeah,
it's all lumpy.
It's all lumpy, and it will look like an infant for its whole life.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Trump does. Yeah. Just a big bag of. A soft bag of bones.
A big... Okay. You were talking about the delivery of the thing in question.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
it comes
yeah,
in a
yeah.
big bag.
I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it mercifully, but I feel like Trump probably has, like, a really small dick and, like, huge balls. He seems like a man who has, like, a giant, giant sack. Everyone's face has gone completely blank.
Ashen. Well, it's like the way that, yeah, like the way that people say you've got big balls, like how that's like a good thing. But like
it's not a good thing.
He like takes it literally, like it's like, yeah, exactly. Like, it is good.
Why is that a good thing? I don't think that's like a positive. Look, to all of our large bald Americans listening, it's not a bad thing, but it's like, it's not like, I'm not like, oh, good.
Yeah. It doesn't say, it's not very functional.
Yeah.
Just
more surface area to get like hit and stuff.
I don't think that's exactly how it works.
Maybe that's what the expression is. Yeah, when you say somebody's got big balls, like you're not afraid. You're more likely to get hit by accident.
Oh, but can we
you're more likely to knock your ball or sit on your own balls.
Yeah,
like,
can
Belvedere.
Speaking of which, can we talk about, do you guys remember like when like tight jeans were like really big? Like they still are, whatever, when that was like a big thing and it was like a big thing to make fun of them.
Yeah.
Like that was the refrain from like manly dudes, was they're like, my balls are too big to fit in them tight jeans. You got no balls?
There was a guy who was like,
just makes your dick look smaller. It's not cool.
There was a guy who was like a tertiary, like a guy who like it sort of like a in a friend group, like he's like in the supporting cast at best.
Yeah, kind of.
A guy who came to like a couple things. And this dude, and one guy had a he was wearing like diesel jeans or whatever. This is around that time. And he's like, and the guy's like, I think the guy was Australian. I forget, but he was like, what are those, diesels? And the guy's like, yeah. And he's like, I can't wear those. My balls are too big. And they're like, seriously. And then like that was it. And it's like, it's like, wow, that was like really insulting to the guy who has the jeans. Yeah. That like, costs like a couple $100.
You're so lucky though. With your little balls.
Yeah.
Australians are like pretty high up on like the banter scale. Like they're pretty good at burns and stuff. Very entertaining.
The guy did not react like it was a burn. He was just kind of like, oh, well, yeah, you got to like adjust, you know, you got to adjust or whatever.
Well, see, it's also like
defending himself.
They're not like BBs or like, you know, like musket balls. Like they're. They will deform.
I'm sure they're fine.
They will like conform to whatever container they're in. They're not.
Yeah,
you know.
It's like a gas or whatever.
The shape of ball.
Yeah. You know, it would be the weirdest if there was somebody who, because you know, like Kath, I don't know, but like if you get a tailored suit or something, they'll ask you which way you dress, which means like
where's your dick go?
What if there? Like by a guy that like his comfortable setting is like one ball down each pant leg. He's like, that's how I like it.
I just like the seam. If the seam could imprint on my ball stack,
The seam needs to match the seam on the,
just sew my jeans directly to my gooch and just have it be
the seam of my body.
So are we like a current event podcast? What are we?
I'm sorry. Now I have questions. Cause like, I knew that that was a thing, like which way you dress and everything, but it's like, when do you like make that decision in your life? Is there like, is it just like an anatomical thing where it like makes more sense on one side, or do you like pick and then that's your side?
I think it's an anatomical
thing. It's just like,
I don't remember there being a decision made. Like
it just happens.
I actually like the balls on one side and the dick on the other side. I have like a thing going kind of where
I like that this is now a segment is like sex ed for cats.
Yeah,
adult sex ed.
Tell
that's
me about
we can tell you to put a condom on. I also think that everybody like
I'll be
nobody...
30 in like 2 weeks.
How
and I don't
do
know
you
anything.
Do how sex? Please explain.
Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you. What were you saying?
No, I don't remember. It was
about
it was more ball and dick knowledge
well, I think,
that
no,
I need.
No, everyone has a natural cant, so it's kind of just decided by that.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. That's all I was wondering.
Yeah. This is actually a menswear podcast now. Yeah. That's how we broaden the genre. And so
hashtag
like, you guys are just talking about, like, you mentioned pants, but like you were just talking about dicks like the whole time. Like, yeah, but like technically in the context, it was
I could talk about something super gross, but I won't.
Why not?
Keep it loose.
Keep it loose and talk about
keep
this
it
super
loose.
Gross thing.
Hey, like, the tailor's like, hey, which way do you...
keep it loose.
Just bring your phone with you and hit the cat bots. Like, what are you doing? What's happening right now?
You've heard the LBJ tape, right? Where he's getting stuff tailored.
Talks about his bunghole. He says bunghole like for real.
Yeah, didn't,
he's a yokel.
He's the one who called his own dick Jumbo, right? Was like
I
all
think
about.
He had like a huge dick.
Yeah, huge hog.
Yeah, and if he was like peeing or something, he would like, and a senator or whatever was like waiting to talk to him, he would like call him into the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's like a
they did that
literal big dick
and he's
move.
Doing like a rainbow from across the
they
the
did
bathroom.
That in House of Cards. There's like it was clearly like an LBJ reference, like the House Majority guy or something, you know, uh-huh. And he like turns around at the urinal while with Spacey there. It's actually takes on a whole different layered series. I was like, well, he's too old, so he's not. But
and House of Cards, I could never watch it because it's like the opening scene is where he strangles a dog.
Yeah,
and it's just like. I like literally watched it and I like clapped out loud in my room. I was like, oh, very, wow. And then I closed it and I never watched it again.
The dog
is
democracy.
This show must be important. Wow.
I thought it was fine. I thought it eventually got too dumb for me to keep watching.
Where do you introduce a character he strangles? Like, fuck off.
It's like, obviously, like, it is extremely over the top and like campy.
Right.
And like, that, I feel like if you're into that, then like it's a decent show.
You can't take it seriously. The people who take it seriously are
that's
like,
the thing.
Yeah,
it's like if
on.
You're gonna start with like strangling dog, it's like, okay, this is like a very, very like silly, goofy, like almost like a Ryan Murphy show.
That's
you know
like,
what I mean?
Yeah, like you would like it. Frank Underwood games, man.
He does games. But like the people who are just like, oh my god, our political system is just like House of Cards.
So,
are like the dumbest people alive.
Well, it's just
Frank Underwood playing PUBG.
And that's mostly people that live in DC that like need to feel cooler about what they do.
Right.
Also. Yeah. So like it's just like that. Like it used to be like the West Wing because that was like, you know, okay. But like now it's like House of Cards because it's like edgy and cool.
Yeah.
Instead of them just like making photocopies every day or whatever. You know what I mean? Like the pages in the Senate like don't have, it's not a cool thing. Like,
speaking of campy and amazing, everybody should go see Rampage. Oh. That movie fucking rules. It's so
That's
good.
That's with the Rock in it, right?
Yeah. And the giant animals. It's so good. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is in it. He is literally having the best time of his entire life. Like, you can tell he's just like, he does this ridiculous southern drawl, and he calls helicopters whirly birds. And then at the end of the movie, I mean, not to spoil it, but at the end of the movie, he literally goes, he's like, well, congratulations on saving the world. It's so good. And he walks around
with this. God damn it. I thought the animals were going to win. You spoiled it.
I'm upset about Rampage because I think that in the arcade game, they were all little guys.
Yeah, they were little naked men.
Yeah. Now they're like when you like lost your life, you would like become a little guy in his underwear shuffling around. Like, yeah. Oh no.
I'm very upset that The Rock and Jeffrey Dean Morgan are not shuffling around in their underwear.
Well, they're not the Rampage guys, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know the plot of Rampage.
There was no plot. That's the whole point.
Yeah. This is like, it's like Battleship, except this one's good. But they did have, I had three things going in the movie where I'm like, there's three things you got to hit if you want this to be Rampage. And those three things are, the monster has to eat somebody out of a window and throw up. They have to jump on top of a building until it falls down, and they have to punch an electrified sign and get electrocuted. And two out of three do happen. They do not punch an electric sign, but the monkey does eat somebody out of a window, and they do all jump on top of a building until it falls down. So, fucking A+.
Delivers.
The CGI is like, it's just like honestly very, very fun.
Do they do this punch? Remember you had like the way you could like punch up and punch down when you're hanging on the building? I mean,
so your arm is at 90 degrees and then you just hinge?
So you're, because you jump on, you hang on, and then you can either go like this. Or if you like, you can
this
also
is
go
great
like this.
Listening for her.
Yeah. Just imagine Patty flailing.
Yeah.
No, it's sick. At one point, the gorilla is fighting it's like a crocodile in this version, and starts yanking out its teeth and then stabbing them back into its head, and it is fucking sick.
This sounds awesome. Please, no more spoilers.
I'm excited
to see it now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to be in Austin, and I get to go to the movies for free there because I'm working at the Draft House, so I'll definitely go see that.
Also, I think it's the movie that made me realize that how do you say her name? Malin Ackerman?
Malin Ackerman?
Yeah. She's not a good actress.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like already a campy movie, and you're like, you're still bad, actually. This is still not great.
That's too bad.
Okay.
But Jeffrey Dean Morgan, man. He has this big ass fucking ivory covered, like,
Jesus.
It's not a spoiler. He has a huge ivory handgun that he keeps on his belt and always tucks his suit behind. So he has like always this like big ivory handled pistol showing while he walks around in like he has a big cowboy belt. It's so good. It's very good.
And he plays the president. No, I don't know.
No, he plays in his own words, they're like, what are you from the CIA? And he's like, the FBI. And he's like, I'm from OGA. And there's like other government agency. It's so good. Go see it.
I feel like Eli's going to take out his wallet and a bunch of like a check from like the studio is going to fall out.
No. I used MoviePass, so I didn't really pay for it, but I would.
Somebody paid for it.
Yeah.
You paid for it with your personal information.
That's correct.
To MoviePass.
Yeah.
I just noticed you have a swear on your shirt, Eli.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Oh, yeah? How about your NWO shirt?
Must be a punk band.
What are you,
shirt?
Edgy? Wearing a New World Order
shirt? No,
we
all came in today. I'm wearing Bullet Club sweatpants. Patty is wearing a New World Order shirt. And Eli is wearing an Overwatch tournament hoodie. Just to give you an idea of who your podcast hosts are.
I was wearing this shirt, I forget where, but somebody said, oh, New Order, I love those guys. Like, no, this is not
Joy
the
Division, nice.
Yeah.
We should get in these numbers, probably.
Let's do it.
All right.
Number five
comes to us from Johnny Tube Socks in the Discord. The main part of this story is the behavior of a Florida woman. But the important thing is that apparently Necco wafers, if any of you guys have ever, time traveled and been a child in the 1800s, this was like the sweetest thing that they had at that point. That was like, it was hard. It sounded like the hardtack of candy is how I would describe it. It's pretty awful. You could just eat chalk. It's basically sliced chalk. Anyways, these, for some reason, they're not doing super well.
Necco wafers, not selling like they used to, turns out.
Which I'm surprised they lasted like a month after. I feel like as soon as people discovered high fructose corn syrup, Necco wafers needed to just bow out because they are not doing great. But they may be closing down. In March, Necco announced that 395 workers would be laid off if the company does not find a buyer, which that's sad. But also, how do you... I hope it is literally just chalk.
That's a lot of people.
Takes a lot of people to make a terrible candy.
Do you think they get, like, black lung of that Necco wafer chopped dust?
Necco lung? Yeah. I bet it's a very dusty candy. I can't imagine.
It's extremely dust. Probably the dustiest candy besides, like, Fun Dip.
Yeah.
I would
say. Like, yeah, somehow,
which
like,
is
more,
just all dust.
Yeah. Somehow more dusty than, like,
than,
Fun
like,
Dip.
Pixie sticks.
They walk out of work, they look like the people who were, like, covered in ash.
Yeah, yeah.
After, like, a volcanic explosion.
Pastel colored sugar dust.
Yeah, it looks like the Silent Hill movie. Just Necco wafer dust.
They'll have to go hit like the one of those chemical showers.
Yeah. Just a siren going off.
Ironically, the Necco wafer factory is also built over an underground fire that has been burning for centuries.
Yeah.
Just a hell mouth. It's on top of a hell mouth. No.
Necco's are actually mined. That's how it works. They send people down, and there's Necco wafer deposits underground that they chip off.
I believe all of this.
Yeah.
I mean, how far are Necco wafers from Tums, really?
Yeah.
They're not, like...
They're like the same thing.
And it's such, like, such hubris, too, that, like, there are so many Necco wafers in one package.
Yeah.
Like, you maybe want, like, half of one. There's,
like,
here
you fucking
30.
Go, man.
You're gonna want 50 of these.
Yeah.
Like, they're from, like, a time in candy before, like, people discovered you can make candy sour. Like, it's, like, bizarre. Yeah.
It was, like, there
it's
was, kind of
sweet. It's, like, I guess. All right.
Yeah. It's, like, Necco wafers are from when, like people were drying meats, but, like, out of necessity. Like, not... Taste was super secondary to everything else.
Do we know for sure that they weren't like a graham cracker thing where it was supposed to like stop sexual urges? It was like
that's
it's candy now.
Yeah, it prevents scurvy. That's why sailors would have stores of Necco wafers. No, but this is like, I mean, this is from the era when like magazines would print recipes that were like gelatin with like chicken meat in it. And be
oh,
like,
even before that.
They were like,
This predates gelatin casseroles.
People were like still figuring out food. Like,
yeah.
I don't even like, yeah. There's like,
I will say when I was a kid and I'd walk home from school, there was Souther's Market, which was like a convenience store on the way home from my school. And so like if you had leftover lunch money or like a handful of change or whatever, you'd go in and buy candy. And Necco wafers were the cheapest thing there.
Yeah.
So if you had like 15 cents, you could get a little sugar hit. So I actually ate a lot of Necco wafers in my youth. Because
we used to go down to Souther's.
Souther's Market. Get some
Necco
wafers.
It's just like, oh.
And
God.
I'm not that old, so.
Yeah.
I'm not 1,000. So.
Well, this is also that.
Yeah, I was already much more. I was already like mainlining fucking nerds and shit.
Get nerds if you had the money. Nerds were 69 cents. Nice.
Nice.
You could get like a handful of Warheads for pretty cheap. So like sometimes I go Warheads, but you know sometimes you don't want that sour.
Sometimes
you want a mild, chalky, vaguely sweet. Candy.
Sometimes you want dry mouth.
Just
dry up all the spit in there.
Yeah, just like somebody just in like a movie theater just eating Necco wafers and just like coughing up dust. I don't know. I don't eat that much. I'm not like a big sweets person, but I always liked those baby bottle pops. Those were good.
Ugh. It was like a pacifier and you dip it in the sugar, right?
You turn it upside down and it would shake it and there was like sour.
And
it
had that really catchy jingle. I remember
baby
the jingle.
Baby bottle pop.
Yeah.
Baby bottle pop.
I think I was living in an alternate universe. I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking
Never
about.
Heard of this?
I know, like Fun Dip. Like, you know.
I think Baby Bottle Pop was like new Shelby's, when we were young. So you were probably too old to eat them.
Shelby's Googling fingers.
Yeah, I got to hear this. I got to hear this commercial.
Without ever thinking about it, I think as soon as you said it, I was like, that's actually the jingle.
It's also weird. It's also weird because like kids of a certain age have like a real thing about being compared to babies. You know what I mean? Like, so like the idea that you'd make like a baby thing. I'd be like, I'm not a baby. I'm not having a baby candy. I'm a grown up.
I think, like, weirdly enough, they got discontinued because they were like some sort of hazard.
Really?
But yeah, I don't remember.
I mean,
is this it?
They were part of a teen sex game panic. The local news started.
Baby bottle pop rainbow parties were. They were like, it's teaching our kids to suck dick.
You dip it in all the different color sugars. That's the baby bottle pop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. We got the ad.
Hey, it's baby bottle pop. It's a baby bottle pop. Just stick the pop, dip it, and shake it. And lick it again. It's a baby bottle pop. Baby bottle pop.
Baby bottle pop. It's the candy pop you lick and dip.
This yep. is that's fucking insane. What was the was
never
the,
had this?
No, was the nipple thing like candy?
Yeah, the nipple was a lollipop. Thing was like a lollipop.
It was like a ring pop, but a bottle.
And it's like
pacifier shape.
It's like such a waste. You have like this little plastic thing that you have to throw out. Then
it's
at the
very
end.
Wasteful.
No, it's no, but you get to turn it upside down, lick it, dip it, and shake it.
No, I'm saying
and lick it again.
I'm saying yeah. when you're done, most candy you have like wrappers. This you have like an actual fucking plastic.
You have a
little,
vial.
Like,
are you? Are, so your problem with baby bottle pops is it's not sustainable.
It's many. One of many problems with it.
Unlike yeah. Necco wafers, which are because they're 1,000 years old, wrapped in simple paper.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, but also I feel like if you plant a Necco wafer in a field, you'll like destroy the crops. Like, like it's like salting the
it's
air.
It's like a black circle. Gross. Yeah.
It's part of an ancient curse.
Yeah.
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 The founder of Necco wafers remembers the name of the old gods.
Oh my god.
I told you it's
from
their
the
factory
time.
Is built yeah. over Hellmouth.
Necco, which has produced the candy since 1847.
Pre-Civil War.
Pre-Civil War.
It's hardtack. It's just like sugar hardtack. God damn it.
So
we won the Civil War. Time yeah. to celebrate with a Necco wafer.
Like the idea of they just I love talking about like people and the time and like historical times where they refer to the thing as the name that everyone calls it later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we did it, guys. The Civil War. Like well, we like World War I over.
Yeah, we won World War I.
Like, why are you calling it World War I? It's like, come on, man.
It's probably going to happen again.
I just can't believe that it is like 1847. So there's probably like a person in like 1850 that was eating Necco wafers and being like, these are not good. And it has been like over a century and we're still like, they're not great. They're not. And so they're going out of business. But anyways, yeah. So this Florida woman tried to trade in her car for Necco wafers, just like as many as possible.
Who is that attached to candy? Like that's well, this is an adult woman.
See, it says, she's from Florida, of course.
Sure.
Also, 23.
Okay.
That's not what I expected.
Weird.
I expected like an older.
Yeah.
All right. It says,
just
here's
a 2003 Honda Accord. So her car is more than 3/4 of her age.
Yeah.
But that does. Now that I think about it, that does seem about right. Like, if she were trying to trade in like a recent model yeah. nice car for all the Necco wafers, like. I'd be skeptical.
Do you guys want this, like, you want this Nissan Z? It's
yeah. Like, I'll give you like a 1997 Geo Metro for all the Necco.
What is Necco
going to
do
world?
With a fucking yeah. car?
Yeah. I don't
you
know.
Sell the car and give us the money.
Yeah, that's what's funny to me.
We have
like,
a system for this.
Yeah, she's like, is there any way that I can trade you my car for Necco wafers? And no, it's like, I mean, you could just sell your car and then buy Necco wafers.
No,
no middlemen.
I'm selling you an obligation.
Yeah.
If you want to get money out of this, you got to sell the car.
I'm yeah. going with the tradition of Necco wafers because they're so old, we must barter.
Barter yeah. economy.
Yeah.
We hadn't decided on an official, the Cross
yeah,
of Gold speech was happening.
All the states still had different currencies.
Yeah, William Jennings Bryan was actually giving the Cross of Gold speech while he was eating Necco wafers. That's
yeah.
how he kept his mouth
dry?
Dry, yeah. The opposite of like a cough drop
yeah.
or like a lozenge.
Yeah, if your mouth's too wet and
wet
a Necco wafer.
Here, eat this desiccant.
Yeah.
This pack of silica gel.
Yeah, it's silica, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a silica disc.
Yeah. That's what you gotta, you know, start doing that. Throw a Necco wafer in the microwave to keep your food from getting soggy. But here, so what it says is Samuels has childhood memories of playing church at her grandmother's home and pretending to take communion with the candies.
So that's the reason?
I mean, it sounds just like perhaps like
maybe her grandma
repressed
just died
mental
and she's
trauma
like sad.
Is basically
yeah.
yeah, like being like sort of like I used to play church with my grandma.
It's not very wholesome. Not that wholesome a memory.
Yeah,
kind of creepy.
Fake communion, like that's strange.
Yeah, yeah definitely.
How many times was she taking communion? In the given, like, just one, like, oh, that was it. Yeah. We just did church.
It really, it like absolutely feels a step away from like, we used to play church. And I was like, you know, like, and then I would take off and it's like, oh no, oh no.
I don't think we are totally out of school to suggest that the person who wants to trade their car for all the Necco wafers in the world is not the most stable person on earth.
Yeah.
I think that's
another
right.
thing. Like, do you think Necco wafers are even bad for you? Like,
yeah, there's sugar.
Yeah, I guess, but it's just like if someone had done this with, like, you know, they get like 4 dozen, you know, tons of like donuts or something, I'd be like, they're gonna be so fat. But with Necco wafers, I'm like, I don't think it'd do anything.
No, I thought that the thing was going to be like, this person is diabetic and has found that Necco wafers are like the most direct, easiest way to like regulate their blood sugar. Dude, something.
They should just like rebrand and be like that. And they're just like,
it's like Pedialyte.
Yeah. They're like, they're like lozenges of yeah, like blood sugar adjustment lozenges.
I mean, like the lead of this article is funny. Cause like a Florida woman really loves Necco wafers. The colorful candy is made. It's like colorful. Really? They're all like washed out.
Yeah.
That's like one of the key things about them.
They're the color that they taste like the saturation level of the color on them, for sure.
Are they different flavors? I don't even know.
They are.
I think I've only had like one in my life and I was like, well, they're not like, doing that again.
Well, cross it off.
They're so old, they're like gumdrop flavors. Like they're like spice kind of.
Get this out of here.
Yeah. Oh, what's next? This sales of candy buttons have been dropping.
I like candy buttons. Like
you like all this shit.
Like when I was a kid.
That's like you had like the
penny candy.
It's great candy if you have pica. I just eat the whole thing. It doesn't matter.
Do you need roughage? Necco, the candy that's roughage.
I used to like candy dots until it was like, hang on a second.
I'm mostly eating paper.
I'm eating a lot of paper here.
My paper intake is
get candy that doesn't make me eat paper. They make lots of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, like they're all pastel, but like somehow still not fun. Like,
yeah,
it's like this. It's like what would be like a fun Eastery color, but
it's like
so chalky that it's like, yeah, it's just bad.
I feel like Necco wafers would be like you would get. It's the same kind of person who would like get a clown for a birthday party, but like not like a really like old timey clown.
yeah. It's like not fun.
Like, oh, I don't do blue animals. No, I'm a classic clown.
Yeah.
I just do various japes and fall down every once in a while, I guess. Yeah. I don't know, whatever. I juggle bowling pins.
Of those big wheel bicycles into the party.
Yeah.
Juggling balls, but they're like very old wooden, like hand-painted balls that are like scuffed up that clearly have been like around for years and years and years. And like nothing fancy either. No tricks. They're just like just good old juggling.
Yeah.
Just
so can you do more than three or like maybe swap something off one of the balls? No.
No. You're not looking closely enough.
You're getting three.
You'll appreciate it. Just keep watching.
It's like most clowns only juggle two. It's like, what? I can juggle two.
Two is not juggling.
I'm not a clown.
That's just throwing things in the air.
Multitasking slightly.
Just throwing and catching, not juggling.
Hey, what if I gave you like a knife or something? It's like, whoa, come on, buddy.
Yeah, he hasn't heard of a lot of newer clown stuff. Balloon animals. How do you bend a balloon? Is it a circle?
It's like, what is this? Some kind of animal stomach?
Yeah, he's making balloon animals out of like sheep intestines.
Sausage casing. The first clowns.
And if any of the fellas need for later, in case to avoid the quickening. It's like, all right, wow.
Making one of those balloon crowns, but it's like like wet sausage casing. Just put it on a kid's
like
head.
Shit.
Yeah, it smells like innards. It's like, putting it on some kid's head. You're the birthday boy.
This is a child's
kid just
party.
Up it's so gross.
Seven, huh? Hope you make it to 10. Make sure you eat your Necco wafers.
If you're all here, who's working in the field?
Okay.
Well,
number five. What a treat.
Unlike
Necco wafers.
That's correct. It was as fun as they are not. So we did it, guys. Let's keep moving.
Number four.
That's number four. This is another one in our sort of like scumbag series, like dirtbag kind of scammer types. This guy's not really as sympathetic to me because of what you'll hear in a minute, but I respect the sort of grift here. So this is a guy. He is in Oregon. This guy, Michael Bowman, who just for you guys, he looks like this, which is about
great.
Right.
So for our listeners, he's looks like
hat.
Joe Dirt,
yep.
Pretty much.
Yep. And it's
blonde
clearly,
mullet.
It's clearly taken from his Facebook because it's him taking a picture of himself and pointing, doing a like finger gun at it. And he's got a like a camouflage-ish hat, but it looks like it might have like a Volcom logo on it. I'm not sure. And then like Oakley sunglasses on the hat, not on his face. And yeah, he's got the classic long hair.
For some reason, looking at him, like the first thing that comes to my mind is the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, just the baseball team, just sort of like
even though he's
Tampa Bay Devil Rays batting coach vibe, like
So he has refused to pay taxes for quite some time. He claims because he's a Christian, and does not want to pay, you know, any tax money to anything that could be, like, he refuses to give a dime of his money to anything that could be allocated to fund government-subsidized abortion. So this guy is basically just touching the third rail that is, like, the, like, abortion debate, which, like, is just, like, there's no, like, rational way to have it. Just saying, I'm not going to pay my taxes unless you can promise that it's not going to go to abortions, which the government is under no obligation to do. Fuck you, pay your taxes. This is the rules. He's in court, and the government's claiming that he is, first of all, he hasn't submitted a timely or accurate tax return since 1997.
Wow. So
it's going back a while.
21 years.
Yeah. He owes $356,000.
How much?
$356,857.
$356,000
In penalties and. So,
how much money is he making?
Doesn't sound like a lot to me.
Well, penalties
probably like
the penalties. Yeah.
Just like
keep okay. Fair
racking
enough.
Up. He says the government must make accommodations for his religious beliefs. He says, "I'm not a tax protester. I love my country. I have a duty to my country. I have a duty to my conscience." I mean, this to me just like. I respect it because it's the kind of thing where you know, like, they're like, this guy's not paying his taxes, let's get him. And he's like, religious reason. And they're like, God damn it. Because there's so much more fucking research and, like, they have to write a whole different brief when they submit it to the court. It's like, for fuck's sake, what?
More right. paperwork. It is like, I was talking about this on Russell's Planet, actually, weirdly enough, where the people who, like, this happens a lot in New Hampshire, I feel like. People will not pay their taxes and then later find out about libertarianism and be like, oh yeah, I'm that. That's why I don't like giving people money.
Yeah.
This is what libertarianism is all about. Yeah. Thank you.
So they started garnishing his wages from his bank account in January 2012.
They took them that long?
Yeah, I guess.
Damn, guys, pay your taxes.
Yeah, you can kind of get away with it for a long time, I think.
Yeah.
Unless you stand out for
Wesley
some reason.
Snipes.
Well, he did for a while.
This will come out after the tax deadline, so.
That's true.
I'm glad
everyone took care of this.
Well, just, if you haven't done it yet, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
They're going to take 15 years to catch up with you.
Yeah, just say that you're religious or whatever.
Why is it called garnishing wages? That
yeah, you think they would add a little something if
yeah.
they're garnishing them.
They put a little parsley on
there.
Yeah.
Little slice of lemon in your bank account.
It's probably a term from the old days when Necco wafers were founded.
Probably.
Yeah.
It strikes me as one of those super old-time illegal terms. So in response to the garnished wages, he started cashing his paychecks.
Sick.
And keeping a low bank statement.
Garnished wages is making me hungry when you say it. Because I'm imagining a salmon for some reason.
Garnished wages. So the government is like, this dude knows we're supposed to be taking his fucking wages, and he's now cashing the money to hide it, and he's keeping a low bank account balance. And his defense lawyer said, like, cashing your checks is not against the law. There's no, like, you know, and the government was kind of like, fuck. You know, like that. And that was, so that's kind of where we're at right now. The case was dismissed without prejudice, meaning that they can bring it again. The religious reasons have nothing to do with what was going on. The government had kind of a shitty case and didn't really do their... And so if they're going to actually get into the religious stuff, which I hope they do because it's like sucks for everyone involved and it's funny, then that's one thing. But I like that this guy's just like, because of God. That's why I don't pay.
I don't want to be stereotypical. I don't want to judge a book by its cover. But looking at that picture, I'm like, this guy has caused abortions. Like, I just... He has definitely contributed to someone getting an abortion in his life.
Yeah, but the other thing is like, oh, hey, this is my way of being a good Christian. It's like, well, there's other shit in the Bible about like paying what's owed.
Render
and stuff.
Unto Caesar like, what is Caesar's or whatever.
Like, guys.
But like selective Bible following.
Of course.
Is like not, I mean, this is, I thought it was interesting. It's like somebody, this guy I know used to be on like a sketch team with him. He's super funny. Corey Palmer. He grew up in, like, a very, like, super, super religious, I think in West Virginia place. And he, like, posted about it one day and was talking about it that, like, to us and all this, it makes sense. But he's, like, the reason that the abortion debate just cannot ever be, like, it will be forever is because these people just legitimately believe abortion is murder.
Right.
So it's, like, you can't change their mind about it. They're just like, no,
yeah,
it's murder.
And like, it makes, like, if you really believe abortion is murder, of course you're going to like do everything in your power to try to stop it. Like, if you think abortion is murder and you're not like, you know, out there in the street picketing or whatever, that's like even weirder.
If not more, we're just issuing a call to action now to all the pro-life people.
No, I mean,
blow up these clinics because otherwise they're going to keep doing it.
Abortion is not murder. Let me be clear. It is absolutely not.
No, but as a thought experiment, if you thought that it was legalized for people, like the government was allowing people to just kill babies, like that's, you know, this is what got Kevin D. Williamson fired from the the Atlantic.
God damn it.
But anyway, look, this guy, pay your fucking taxes, dude. I mean, I'd be curious to see if he actually lost the case. Like, is he willing to go to fucking jail over this? Like, I doubt that he has the money saved up right now, but like...
What happens with people who, like, don't pay their taxes because they're like, I don't want to fund our foreign policy and imperialism and stuff like that? Because that's a thing.
I don't know that there's like a... But you got to pay your fucking taxes.
I know, like that... I
don't, you know.
But like...
Yeah, just be like, I have a problem with murder, so I won't pay taxes because people get murdered.
Because it's like, oh, we appreciate that, but also fucking pay up, man.
Because I watched House of Cards and people... I don't want my money going to Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, taxes are not like donations to your fucking college you went to. You don't get to earmark it for like athletics or scholarships. Right. Like, it's the fucking government. I don't know.
I'd just be like, I'm...
You're right, but I just mean like some people don't pay their taxes because they object to... Like, and this is not a new...
Presumably will have to face some kind of consequence for that, I assume.
I guess I'm just wondering because it's like, this is in the news, but people do this all the time. I feel like
it's not like it's not like avoiding the draft. It's not like conscientious objector.
Right, exactly. You can't conscientiously object to paying your taxes.
But like
you drive on roads.
You drive on roads.
Yeah, that's the thing is you're still getting the benefits of it.
Kids go to school.
So,
But, hey...
Well, abortion guy, bad job, but I guess also good job.
Abortion guy. Let's keep it rolling here.
Number three.
Okay, so number three is a story from preeminent, respected publication, the New York Post, where all important news comes from.
One of the oldest papers, founded by Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy from
Look
that
at that,
thing.
Libs. Look at his legacy.
a lover of Necco wafers.
Noted Necco wafer lover.
In his later years.
So this story is about some drama happening in Tompkins Square Park. There is a beloved red-tailed hawk who lives in Tompkins Square Park. His name is Christo. Don't know who named him that.
Yeah.
Presumably, my friend Pat Dean has a joke where he talks about his like weird redneck roommate who said he's like, I met a frog. His name's Bubba. Well, I call him that. I don't know what his real name is. So
his
anyway,
government name.
Yeah, I don't know what Christo's real name is, but he's presumably been named Christo.
I can't pronounce the swamp language.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know what his real name is. I enjoy that.
I'd have to go on a quest to meet the king of the frogs and ask him.
I haven't seen his birth certificate. So Christo is apparently, he has been in a long-term relationship with another red-tailed hawk named Dora, but then dramatically Dora was injured and had to go to an animal hospital, and while this happened Christo started a secret family.
But maybe he just thought she was dead.
Well, then she back. And he now has two families.
But now he thinks she's a ghost. So he doesn't want to be married to a bird married to a ghost.
You think red-tailed hawks believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
They're a spiritual animal, right?
I don't know. We'd have to go see the king of the hawks
and
find out. But yeah, so this is like a huge like drama happening, literally. They interviewed people. Laura Goggin, 36, says this has been a real emotional roller coaster for everyone. Christo has been cheating. It's just very dramatic. Secret family.
How do they not know that Christo's Polly?
Why are you on Christo's side here?
I think because he doesn't.
Typical man.
Yeah. Look, animals can't speak our language, so who speaks for them? Me.
Eli is the Lorax.
The Beastmaster. I'm the Lorax of animals committing
infidelity. Philandering animals. I speak
everyone.
Christo and Dora had 10 children together. She was gone 2 weeks, and he left. He picked up and left.
Now I'm seeing.
He left all the kids?
He left all the kids. All right. Think they were grown up. I think they were in college.
It's been like 10 years.
He probably called them all.
Yeah.
Look.
It's a real, true empty nest. Not just the way that... Apparently, I'm seeing this. The news story. There's a third.
There's a third one. Yeah there's a third one. So
this guy Dora
came back, and then he's got another secret family.
You know what, Christo? This period of exploration for Christo could be called, and this is what the headline should have been. Maybe, eat, pray, love.
Oh
but
my
pray
God!
Is P R E Y?
Eat, pray, love. Well, it says yes. He did bring the new New York Post. In classic New York Post slut-shaming fashion, calls the third red-tailed hawk a nest wrecker, who is named Amelia, and apparently he brought Amelia a gift of a dead rat, a filthy little rat.
Yeah.
A good present.
Filthy little rat.
That is, which anniversary is the filthy little rat? I forget. I just like to imagine that this is part of Christo's daily routine, is he like swoops down to a newsstand and grabs a New York Post and carries it back and opens it up. He's like, oh boy. Yikes.
So there's a story here, like from the previous story, from the initial breaking of the second thing.
Yeah, this is part of a series.
This is like, yeah, this is like a whole thing for the Post, and it's probably because somebody just likes doing all these puns.
Yeah.
Like the first story was in the beginning of March, that jilted hawk discovers her nest is home to a third bird, and the lead of the story is a cheap slut, C-H-E-E-P,
oh my God.
Has come between a hawk and her hubby.
A cheap slut?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Very judgmental.
New York
seems
Post.
Unfair.
Are you allowed to just write slut in a newspaper?
So it would seem.
In the Post you are.
Oh my
That's
God.
Like all you're allowed to write in the Post.
Yeah. So 3 months ago, Dora had to leave and go to rehab for an injured wing. And while hawks usually mate for life, an opportunistic bachelorette named Nora soon arrived and began flapping her feathers at Christo.
What a tart. What a minx. Yeah, so there's first Nora and then now Amelia. So he has three.
Jesus. I just love the like very fun pun that ends in like a horrific word.
Yeah.
Where they're just like feathered whore. Like, just like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Eli was saying that he's poly now, which means that he can't have more than a 10-second conversation with the other hawks without mentioning that fact.
Yeah.
That's part of the rules. It's like being vegan.
He's a real close talker.
He's always.
Have you noticed that about poly people? They talk real close.
Yeah, because they're always looking for a third. That's like always any conversation is like, well, we are looking for a third.
I mean, some of them are chill, but they're just, they're very comfortable with very little personal space, which I guess makes sense.
Well, I think it was like, I feel like we've talked about this, like maybe in Patters, like, stop polyamory. Like, you're horny. You're just very horny. And then you're in an open relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like there's a difference between like open relationship and polyamory.
It probably is. I'm gonna get tweets or something.
Yeah,
but just like
I'm gonna get tweets from five person couple.
I feel like you don't identify as a practitioner of open relationships in the way that you identify as polyamorous. Like it's not a difference in practice; it's a difference in like your perception of that practice.
Yeah, I think.
And one is way less annoying than the other.
I think because like polyamorous is you're in multiple emotional relationships, and an open relationship is your one emotional relationship, and then
you can have physical hook up with other people. Yeah, and like.
See, I get it.
Thank you for clarifying what kind of sex it was. Classic.
I forgot we had a soundboard, and I was like, "Who is what?
It's
ghosts."
Yeah. They climbed up my little leg.
Ghosts. Stop it.
Those poly people. They got to back
off. They climbed up
my little leg.
Yeah. I don't know. You know.
Also, in this, some other puns. In this, it says, bird lovers who have watched Christo and Dora rear 10 chicks and rule the roost at Tompkins for the last 5 years are broken up by Christo's foul lust.
There we go.
Also, bird lovers is another great headline. That's perfect, too.
Yeah.
I would like to work at the New York Post. This is the secret. I'm putting it out there.
The cheap slut.
They got the best. Yeah. They got the best headlines in the game.
Yeah,
they're the best.
They do. I love that John Mulaney bit about bozos and tots and
angel.
What's the one you always talk about? Headless woman found in topless body.
Yeah, that was the original. That was like that was the name of the book. And then when David Carradine died, the headline was just Hung Fu.
I like
extremely insensitive.
I'm not a pun person, but I love a headline pun. Like I remember when I was working in I worked in a TV show in Austin and we did like monologues every day, so we'd like read the news. And I remember the day I found a business section headline that was Whole Foods stocks dip, and I could not stop repeating it all day, and everyone got really mad.
I think we talked
Whole
about
Foods
this
stocks dip. It's so good.
I think we talked about this in maybe the first episode, and you did that exact same reaction.
I'm still excited.
Yeah.
I love it. Brilliant. Yeah. It's so good.
Let's
It's great. It's so good.
Yeah, that's probably where it's from. Should we move along?
Yeah, let's get
going. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Number two. That's number two. This has been an ongoing thing for the past however long here, but we really have ratcheted it up because the book's coming out. So there's a website that was started, lioncomey.com.
L-Y-I-N.
Apostrophe, yeah. No apostrophe in the URL, but on the header.
Dumb people probably put it in the apostrophe. If you're going to lioncomey.com,
right. And
you're
so
an idiot.
That's obviously the brilliant president's great nickname. You know, he's classic. He's the Michael Jordan of nicknames, according to the Chris Saliza dipshit. like Little Mark. Just like these are not good nicknames.
No, they're terrible.
Stupid. Yeah. But
what did he call Sleepy? I liked that one.
Chuck Todd. Sleepy Chuck Todd.
Sleepy Chuck Todd is pretty good. The rest of them, fuck
it. He also referred to Assad as like a gas-killing animal. So he kills the gas, or I'm confused. But so you can see it here. It's like an attack ad, this entire website. And it has this like Comey-looking shifty-eyed where they cut right below the nose up at the top so he looks like extra suspicious.
Yeah. He looks like he's peeking over the top of
like,
the
how
website.
How can I lead the deep state to destroy Mr. Trump?
I just want them to go all the way and just have it be a gif of him like peeking up
James
over
Comey
going,
says
Kilroy was here.
Yeah, that's like my favorite, that Hampton Yunt joke that he has about like what if there were attack ads for the founding fathers, and it's like George Washington says he wants to be your president, but what's a president? Very good.
Yeah, James Comey says he cares about democracy. But it turns out this website, which looks like a weird hatchet job from some, but it was paid for by the Republican National Committee. So the GOP is paying for this as a way of getting out in front of the stuff in the book, because they are just as bad as the people who make Hogwatch or whatever the fuck, because they're just completely insane. They like don't. There's no this idea that you're running an attack ad against somebody who's not running for any office. And so they have quotes from all the different Democrats that were complaining about him in like 2016 because he, you know, but look. Everybody's mad at this guy, but now there's this weird thing where because he's now set up as opposed to Trump, that everyone's like, oh, he's going to save us.
Yeah.
There's like, I saw like somebody was selling like Comey is my homie t-shirts.
Ugh.
And it's like, what the fuck is happening?
This is like a retweet if you support Bank of America.
Yes.
That
like,
was unbelievable. Exactly. There's that other, who is the guy? Somebody did the one, there's like, he's selling t-shirts that first of all say like, I resist, like it's iPhone.
Oh yeah. That was like John Aravosis or whatever. Yeah. And then Ed Zitron posted like, hey, like love a merciless grift. And the guy's like, there's a lot of these British guys who are all like far left and care way too much about America. Like, just like, again, everyone's a bot.
And then he was like, after review, it does seem he is not a bot, but his signal is clearly being boosted. And like,
everyone's
psychotic.
Like, people are like, interesting that everyone in the world is owning me right now. A curious pattern is happening.
Wow, it's amazing how everyone is making fun of me at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's almost as if they were sharing it with each other or quote retweeting me. The best one was this week, Eric Garland posted like a screenshot of the Who Is page for like for Lion Comey.
Uh-huh.
And it was like the registrant.
It was Donald Trump.
Yeah, the registrant was Who Is Guard Inc., which is a register, you pay for that service to hides your address and put your fucking address on your website.
Yeah.
And it was in Panama. Because
it's Panamanian intelligence.
Right. It's just the way that, like, the company, if you pay, it's Namecheap. It's the same registrant that I have. You pay, like, $3 a year, and it, like, hides your shit, so you don't have to have your address on there. And he's like, interesting that it was registered in, you guessed it, Panama. And gives
you
like the middle finger emoji.
I would not
because of like the Panama Papers and all that stuff, all that like weird corrupt
shit
going on.
That's extremely stupid.
And everyone's like, hey man, you're a fucking lunatic. Hope this helps. Like, you know, look at this fucking like description of what Who Is, you idiot. I thought you were supposed to be a NatSec, like intelligence guy.
Yeah.
How do you not
you
know
wouldn't
this?
Know that?
Yeah,
do you only have your own website?
Eric Garland, just like the equivalent, just like digging through this like a dumpster outside of the fucking thing. He's like, And he's like coming out. There's like some septic tank, and he's like coming out with a fucking turd in his hand, and be like, "Is this anything?" It's like, come on, man, get some help, dude.
It's like interesting. Interesting that the president's dinner would be serving a Stolichnaya vodka. It's like, yeah, you got him, man. That's it.
Killed him.
They have the most popular, one of the most popular vodka brands. Oh boy. Yeah, it's just like
he like almost literally did that with Moscow Mule though.
Yeah,
like, yeah, he did.
This isn't even like it's hard to even satire him because
now called
like,
a freedom donkey or whatever, right?
Yeah,
that's he's interesting because he's a dude
it's still just pissed. Will, he's like, it's a freedom donkey. This is pee.
I will again. Pay either of you $10 next time we're all at a bar to order a freedom donkey.
Oh,
will
man.
You do it?
I'll do it.
You'll do it.
You were trying to put your head through a grate at Cobra Cove last night, so you will probably.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Sorry, Friday night.
I mean, I was trying to say hello to someone, and it'd be a fun bit, and then they cut my head a little bit. It's fine.
Yeah.
Doing fun bits.
Look, we're fine.
Well, Freedom Donkey, fun bit. I'm going to do it next time.
No, it's cool, though. He's a dude who he cracked the case now. They used WhoIsGuard. Like I said, it's a box you check when you're registering the domain. Not a whole lot of subterfuge involved here. But no, I think it's cool. Like these people are all melting down about Comey because the book is coming out. I guess, and it's Sunday now. I think the interview is tonight on ABC. Whatever it's going to be, it's going to be all kinds of just who gives a shit stuff.
Yeah.
But the noose is tightening on the Michael Cohen end. Like all like the sleazy New York shit is if anything's going to happen to these guys, it's going to be through all that shit.
And the New York Post puns are going to be through the roof.
Did you see those fucking pictures of Cohen and his like bros sitting outside?
No.
They look like the supporting cast of, I know they're all like finance assholes or whatever, but they look like, remember that show when Scott Baio had that reality show? It was like Scott Baio was like 40 and single or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had like those like loser like actor friends who were like not famous.
Like but, sad entourage.
Yeah. And one of them though was Wayne from The Wonder Years.
That's awesome.
As an adult, that's one of his friends. But these guys look kind of like that kind of level of like entourage crew.
Yeah.
And they're all just sitting around like smoking stogies outside, like in like the courtyard of this hotel. And it's like, this is like the shittiest version of like Goodfellas. Like, that's what everyone was saying. Like, who took these fucking pictures? Martin Scorsese. This is insane. And it's just, you imagine, like, yeah. And so somebody said, like, at this point, like everything Michael Cohen does, like if this was a Scorsese movie, like Gimme Shelter would be playing like in the background. And that's basically. So that's where that is. So we'll see. But it's not going to be because his website is the Lion Comey site is registered. And they up front say who did it. It's the fucking Republican National Committee. Like, there's not a conspiracy here. It's like,
Russia.
What's on the website? Is there anything yet? Or is it like anticipating refuting?
It's like YouTube clips and shit. It's like Comey says he was fired for supporting democracy. Here's what actually happened. The truth.
See.
Comey says he never leaked. And then they cut. And their big thing, their big slam is CNN clips. Clips of like Nancy Pelosi and like, you know, Chuck Schumer saying that he's like bad or whatever, you know, like that's there. But it's like, well, even they think he's bad. So, you know, and it's like, no, we think he's good now. Like, that's like, it's like, hey, if you don't have to pay attention to hypocrisy at all, then neither does the left. They shouldn't have to, you know what I mean? Like, fuck you, dude.
It is fun when like people like that try to like come after you on Twitter or whatever. And they're like, well, but Chuck Schumer says, it's like, I don't fucking like Chuck Schumer either.
I'm not Chuck Schumer.
You're not like getting me here. Like,
Again, it doesn't matter. Hey, you said a few months ago, it's like, fuck you. What about that?
how about eat ass?
Here's my fucking retort to your brilliant logic.
Eat a Necco wafer, bitch.
Yeah.
Didn't you say this 3 months ago? Probably. Fuck off. I'm going to go play video games. See you. I would just want to set up like some super complicated, like I want to leave like a real breadcrumb trail and then just like bait Eric Garland into it. Just like this, like
it'd
set
be so
it all
easy.
Up. Like a murder mystery level, like just like
you
all this stuff.
You want to saw Eric Garland?
Yeah, yeah. And then I don't want to saw him, but then like like Carrie or something. Like at the end, it's just like a bucket of turds falls on him, and he's like, "Oh no," or something. Like the game, like the movie, The Game.
That's a great movie.
Yeah,
you ever seen that movie?
No, I've never seen that movie.
It's Michael pretty Douglas. Cool.
Yeah,
I like Michael Douglas.
It's a good movie.
Who's the son in it? Or the son-in-law? Isn't it like a son-in-law?
I don't remember.
Fuck, I'm blanking. It's David Fincher. It's a really good movie.
Yeah, it's Michael
like
Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
He buys him for like his birthday.
Well, you don't
when
spoil
did it,
it
come out?
Well, oh, right.
Please
there.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah.
When does it come out? When did it come out?
Late 90s. Yeah. I was going to say 17.
That's
way too
early. Fincher was 9. It
look,
was...
I'm not good with time, okay?
Michael Douglas was 15.
Look, I have been alive for 400 years.
Michael Douglas.
I lose track.
The movie is Michael Douglas going down on too many chicks and getting throat cancer. That's the movie. that's the game he was dangerous in.
Yeah. My friend Mike McRae is a very funny impressionist, and he does a Michael Douglas impression where he's like, this is my impression of... Michael Douglas finding out that he has throat cancer from eating too much pussy. Are you fucking my wife? Because he says that in every movie.
I don't think he says it in Ant-Man, although he should.
He should.
Maybe in the sequel.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Hey, whoa. All right. What's going on?
Yeah.
Anyway, Lion Comey.
Yeah, it's cool. We're going to see how far these people can vibrate off the face of the earth about getting mad about this stuff. And everyone's going to buy the fucking book.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks.
Lame.
It's going to be just as easily sort of like, I mean, I don't think he's going to be outright lying in it, despite the website. But like, it's not going to be as easily debunked as like the Michael Wolff book, where it's kind of like, well, this guy kind of is a, like maybe the Comey thing, but like, it's just going to be, who cares? Like, it's, you know,
who gives a shit?
There've already been fake pages circulating around that like people thought were real. Something about like Comey brought an apple for Trump and then like Trump threw it to Bannon who like dunked it in the garbage. But it's like this long flowery page.
It's just Guerrilla Channel.
You're right, exactly.
It's Guerrilla Channel.
And people like,
which
and
is why I'm blocked by Eric Garland.
And like Laura Loomer, that like awful like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, she like thought
Ashkenazi
it was real.
Ashkenazi IQ.
Yeah, and then she's like,
Ashkenazi,
well,
big tits and an Ashkenazi IQ.
Hell yeah. Anyway, hey, let's not rethink that. That really bums me out thinking about that video.
I just want
to... Okay, look, let's get
Yeah, don't do that. Do something fun, like put your head through a grate.
Brilliant.
Okay.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Okay, number one this week is, it's almost a retraction, or like, I feel like this is us, trying to be woke and held accountable for our riffs. It turns out, guys,
I'm rethinking everything because of this.
Yeah.
Low T, not actually a big deal, turns out. Shocker.
Disagree.
Yeah, there was a large-scale, long-term double-blind study found that low testosterone levels were far, far lower than previously suspected and showed that taking testosterone supplements didn't confer most of its reputed benefits. No memory improvement and no physical vitality. It does make you a little hornier, though. That's it. That's like pretty much all it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, just because low T doesn't exist, that doesn't mean that, like, high T doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm really horny, so I'm probably pretty cool.
It's true. I mean, that is true. That is true.
I mean, but that's also, I mean, the part about supplements is, like, that's always been, because that's how idiots think, is they're like, something goes in your body, that's how, like, you know, that's the sort of way they think, where they're like, if I eat a quarter pounder burger, I gain a quarter pound. Like, that's their, it's like, taking testosterone supplements, that's not, your body doesn't absorb everything through your stomach. Like, just,
right, but like doctors prescribed it. It's not like it's like a folk remedy. Like, people thought this was a real thing.
The prescribed testosterone. All right, well, doctors, wrong.
I mean, yeah,
hey,
but
doctors,
I know what you mean. There's
fuck
like,
off.
Yeah, hey, doctors, suck ass.
There are definitely like bodybuilder dudes that think like, if I take like this much testosterone, then like I'll be like,
yeah. Well, that's where all the most important.
Just take steroids.
That's where all the most important work gets
steroids
done.
Steroids work. Okay, yeah. They work. They
if
do the job.
Learn, if you want to learn about human physiology, you go to the bodybuilder forums.
Yeah.
That and you want to watch two guys argue about how many days there are in a week. you remember that?
Yeah, I do. That's
bodybuilder forums are like some of the darkest shit on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
It's so grim, but also hilarious.
They come up as the results for like a lot of things you would Google, and it's like, why is this on the bodybuilder forum?
Yeah, bodybuilding.net or whatever. It's like, that's where like incels started. Like, there's a lot of like... 4chan and bodybuilding.net are like the twin.
It would be a lot funnier if like that's where all like the alt-right came from, was the bodybuilder forum.
I think it kind of did a little bit.
It's like,
but if
like,
they had to keep citing to it, because they cite to 4chan a lot, they had to keep citing to like forum.bodybuilder.net or whatever it is.
Like, not that I would have ever done this, because it's despicable, but like, if you're ever trying to use Google or Bing to find out who like a particular adult performer is, you're going to hit the bodybuilder forums in like the top two results, and it's just someone's like, who is this like everybody's like chiming in. I don't know,
talking about their favorite favorite films of that particular person.
It seems like a robust social scene for these guys.
How do you Google if you don't know their name?
You can, like, look, it's there's some sleuthing to be done. All right, there's there's reverse image searches. There's stuff you can do.
Fair enough.
But I also, if anyone doesn't know, I want to talk about the thing that Patty is referencing. It's like this famous argument. What was it? It was like some guy talking about.
They were talking about like what their schedule was for, like, they lift on like which days, so like Monday, Wednesday, whatever. and it's like, so you're only working out 3 times a week, and the guy's like, no, I work out 4 times a week, and it's like, yeah, but you said it's like Monday, Wednesday, or whatever it was. And like, one guy thought there were like 8 days in a week and one guy thought there were 7.
Yeah.
And they argue for pages if you go through.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is so stupid. There's like no, like, there's 7 days in a fucking week, like, man. That's
amazing.
It was like he was working out on Sundays and was counting Sunday as part of both weeks. It was insane. It was like so crazy. It ruled. It was very, very good.
That's the best thing that they've given us, I think.
Well, like, it's interesting. This is probably not funny, but I'm not super surprised by this just because I feel like the low T panic is like very like, it makes sense that it would be happening at this point in our society where there's like a crisis of masculinity and people are like, men aren't men anymore and everyone's low T.
Right.
Like,
it's
oh,
like,
no.
All the, like the soy boy shit. Like
soy boy shit. It's exactly that. Although I will say this study says that testosterone supplements do not help. It does not have any information on whether drinking onion juice raises your testosterone.
That's a good point.
So onion juice still good. Keep chugging it down.
Keep chugging it.
Fellas.
I mean, this probably isn't even about like young people. This is probably meant like older men, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The most of any kind of doctor prescribing something is going to be probably an older guy. It's not going to be like some 25.
No,
like, I ate too much soy. I need to be stronger
or
whatever.
Like, they give it to like younger people. Like I know people who have been diagnosed as low T.
I think I've seen it. Yeah. So there's some like,
it's like you basically,
some late
it's like
night
if you're
television, like, are you low T?
Yeah. If you're like young and your dick doesn't work and you don't know why, like they will sometimes give you testosterone stuff.
Yeah.
And it does work for that. Like it does work for that, but it doesn't work for anything else.
It just makes you horny and that's it.
Yeah. Which
they gotta talk to that old dude from those ads, the Cenogenics or whatever. Remember those? You know those ads where it's like this super fucking ripped old dude?
Yeah.
And he's like talking about, he's like some weird supplement. I want to test that because that dude is crazy looking. Literally like the head of your grandpa on like Arnold Schwarzenegger's
body. That's like the Cenogenics.
Yeah, Cenogenics. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I've never seen him. He sounds terrifying.
He sounds terrifying.
Like he would, if he comes on late at night, I am having a nightmare about him.
I don't think it's a video ad, Shelby.
That's a guy you'd see in like a Delta magazine, like an airplane magazine.
Yeah. It's that, and what's that, what's that business dating, Just Lunch?
Oh, Just Lunch.
Get a Bagel or something?
Just Lunch.
Yeah.
And you see that guy's on there?
Yeah.
That's
it's
on there.
Just Lunch, the CEO, I've seen that ad, the CEO's name is Barbie Adler, I'm pretty sure, I still fucking remember. God.
Hey, yeah, it's Just Lunch.
Yeah.
This is obviously coming from a primitive world before people had like phones and stuff on planes when you would have to like find something to read to keep you from
Do you buy the Wi-Fi on the plane?
I do not.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean,
if JetBlue, it's free.
JetBlue's free. If I had to for like work or whatever, I guess I'd like have them pay for it. But yeah, I don't feel the need to like.
I cannot be on my phone for that long.
Yeah,
well, I'll be all right.
Yeah, I kind of like not being connected.
You can't really access anything on that Wi-Fi. It's basically just texting. Like, it won't load anything outside of, like, maybe
stream.
Email.
Yeah,
you can't stream.
You can do, like, social media, but that's it.
Yeah.
Nope.
I just play my
Switch, baby.
It's the most important thing is that you can post.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, don't take testosterone. It doesn't do anything except give you a little bit better boner, and it might give you a heart attack.
A little bit better boner.
A little bit better boner. Just a little bit.
LBBB.
A little bit better boner.
They climbed up my little leg.
Oh,
gross.
Awful.
Well, yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah, so we're going to have to just, like we said, hope that nothing stupid happens between now and Wednesday.
Yeah, probably nothing will.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
It'll be great.
Tuesday night. You know, hey, hopefully people get to listen to this. Hopefully we still exist. That's like a pretty good general goal.
Don't curse us. Jeez.
Yeah. Don't
I don't mean
jinx
just us. I mean everybody.
That's that's what I mean. Don't.
Oh, okay.
Put the end of the world into
it seems fine now. Friday it was scary, but it seems like
it's okay now.
Business as usual now. Now right, we're back to arguing about it, which seems better than being like everyone being afraid at once.
That's true.
So, hey, pretty cool. guys, we so that's I don't think that's it for the week. We appreciate everyone listening, and also you know, maybe taking a look at iTunes, giving us a 5-star review if you think it's good. Again, no idea whether that really does anything or not, but it seems like a thing you want to have more of. If you like what we're doing here, we're about to record the bonus episode now. We've got already got an archive going, and we've got some cool rewards. It's at patreon.com/whatatimepod. And check out the Discord. The link will be in the description. There's a lot of good chatting in there. Yeah, we're What a Time Pod on Twitter and Instagram and I think Facebook. And send us an email if you want, whatatimepodcast@gmail.com. And I think that's it. I'm Patty Mo on the stuff. I don't really have anything to say. Friday nights, karma, whatever. Cool.
Such confidence we have in our show. I did get the DJ that showed up at last show. I got him to play me off stage with Annie Up, and that was truly a highlight.
That was
for
pretty
me.
Good. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Kath, do you have anything?
Oh, I'm
still
next?
Looking up
okay.
the name.
If you are listening to this when it comes out, I will be in Austin, Texas. I am doing a bunch of shows with Master Pancake. I'm doing the 20th and 21st Breakfast at Tiffany's. Sunday the 22nd, Choose Your Own Master Pancake, where you get to bring a movie and then the audience decides what we watch and we make fun of it on the spot. And that's really fun. The weekend shows, 20th, 21st, 27th, 28th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. The Choose Your Own show is at 8 p.m. on that Sunday the 22nd. I'm also doing Waterbed with Mac Blake at Spider House Ballroom April 26th. I believe that is at 10 p.m. That show is really fun. It's a comedy variety show. It's always a great time. There's a really cool photo booth. The person who takes pictures, you will definitely get a beautiful new profile picture if you come. So do that. See me there.
Yeah. Cool. For me, outside of karma, always, I will be at on this Saturday, the 21st, at Cobra Club, the same place where I cut my head on a grate. Pretty fun. There's this show called Church Night that is from, started in DC. They're bringing it up here. It's a super fun, super weird show. And I'm going to be doing stand up on that. That's at 9:30 this Saturday at Cobra Club in Bushwick.
Hey, we did it, guys.
All right, cool. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.